This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. And Arjun is with us. And Arjun asks questions regarding, what do you do in the event of nuclear detonation? Well, let's start out with this. So there are conventional explosives. And there are vacuum weapons. And let's start out with the vacuum weapons. Those are the ones that have made the news. What they do is explosives have an oxidizer and they have explosive powder. And when they go off, there's a detonation and it's pretty quick. Well, a vacuum-type bomb uses the air as the oxygen component. And it's almost all fuel. And what happens is when that goes off, it uses all the available oxygen in the area that the bomb goes off. And it deprives anyone in the area of oxygen. And it destroys the lungs because what happens is people breathe in. There's no oxygen. There's just a big fireball. And people die a horrendous death. Or they're vaporized. And that's what has been alleged to have been used in a school in Ukraine. That's the one that you see the pictures of, or the images of, the burned up school. All the windows are blown out. The school erupted in a fireball. And that is what has been purported to be a vacuum bomb. And you move on from that, and you have fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N bombs. That's the atomic bomb, and that's like the one that was, well, the ones that were detonated over Hiroshima and Nagasaki that ended the war with Japan in World War II. And they are basic nuclear explosives. And they've only been used, as far as I know, in a conflict at the end of World War II. Now, way more powerful, hundreds of times more powerful than that, are the fusion bombs, F-U-S-I-O-N bombs, also known as the hydrogen bomb or the H-bomb. They are the next level, next generation of weapons of mass destruction. They are way more powerful. They generate an enormous amount of heat. And they release miles wide fireball. And then the next type would be just a dirty bomb. That would be a bomb that disperses radiological material over a small area. None of these are friendly to people, places, or things. None of them. Well, what you need to be concerned with is if one of those goes off, what are you going to do? Well, you don't have a lot of time. Immediately, you need to take shelter. And where is that? Well, the best shelter for most people would be the lowest level underground that you can get. The lowest level. So typically, that would be a basement for most people. If you are on the second story of a single family house, for example, you know, the second floor, that's a terrible place to be. Absolutely terrible. First floor would be a little bit better. The basement would be way better. An underground basement of a skyscraper would be way better than that because of all of the levels of concrete above you. However, you still are going to have to breathe air, and the air is going to infiltrate the basement. So now what we're talking about is you need filtered air. So who has that? Who has preparation for filtered air underground, levels of concrete, rebar, steel, earth, etc. on top? Who has that? Well, only the elite, only the super wealthy, and only the governments. Our government has one. Multiple. I actually went to it. I found it. Right near you, Arjun, in West Virginia, there's a golf course. And it has a bunker set for 550 government employees. And it's called the Greenbrier Hotel. Have you heard of it?
Greenbrier. It rings a bell. I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's right on the interstate and 64 in West Virginia. I believe it's 64. And you can see this magnificent white hotel. On one side of the road is a train track. There is a parking lot that will you can land the largest airplanes you can possibly imagine. Supply planes, troop planes, etc. There is a huge satellite antenna. There is a, and this is underground, there's a big diesel generator, water storage, a hospital, a broadcasting studio, a room for 550, you know, people. This would be the government, not the wives or the husbands of the government officials. We'll call them officials. Just them. No children, just the the people who cause all these problems for us, and the government. That's who would be relocated. There's the interstate is banked, so you can go 120 miles an hour in an automobile on the interstate. It was all designed to get people out of Washington and the surrounding area into this bunker, and it was paid for out of the discretionary funds of Dwight David Eisenhower. It was built, I met one of the guys who was one of the contractors that built it. And what they did was they used separate contractors for each little part of the construction. And I believe it was Sam Snead, the golfer, who designed the golf course to make it look like this is just a hotel with a golf course. But I found it. I found it, and I drove right up to the blast doors when I was thrown out. I brought my family. I had the, at the time, we had a Ford Aerostar van. Put everybody in the van, and I was driving right up to the bunker doors. I was getting really close, and a guy jumped out of nowhere and said, like, stop me, you know, like, halt. And I just kind of looked out the window and leaned out and said, you know, kind of pointed down the road, and I said, McDonald's is that way, right? Is that... It's like, turn around and get out of here. So, I looked like, you know, the... the generally dumb public just trying to take the children to McDonald's because I thought I was going to be arrested. So I just played,
you might have been shot.
Yeah. This was in the 90s.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can, yeah. It's there. It's there. So the bottom line, Arjun, is you need everything. You need to have a basement. You need to have a way to seal off the air. You need to have a an NBC suit, nuclear biological chemical suit, a mask with replaceable filters. You need to have lighting. You need to have food, water, sanitary facilities. You need to have everything to last months, because there was a term called MAD, M-A-D, and it stood for Mutually Assured Destruction. And that was a term that was used probably in the 70s, 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And what that meant was if one nuclear warhead or missile is launched by some country, the guys seeing that coming in on radar are going to say, we are going to be attacked we'll push our button. So then you've got missiles going in both directions. And then the bottom line is, well, they're going to destroy us, we'll destroy them too. So MAD stands for Mutually Assured Destruction. Everybody gets killed. And so we don't know if we're facing that right now. I don't mean to frighten you, class, but we have no idea if, well, we have some idea that Vladimir Putin might release a nuclear warhead or a missile with multiple nuclear warheads toward some country, including the United States. We don't know. We don't know for sure. But they've said that they can do it. And we know they can do it. And we can do it too. And so can some other countries. So we're not alone in this. So the bottom line is if one button is pushed, a whole bunch of buttons might be pushed. And then we'll have nuclear winter. The temperatures will plummet. The skies will become occluded. The sun's rays will be blocked. And radio contamination will circle the globe for years. For years. It's almost impossible to survive this. So, Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what I've said so far?
Yeah, I don't want, you know, there's probably a few media sources that you could probably trust a little bit more than the average, and one of those is our fellow GTN broadcaster, the Alex Jones Show. And the Alex Jones Show was reporting a couple of days ago that the Russians were at their equivalent of DEFCON 2, which means that the codes have been given out, the keys have been given out, and the keys are in the locks, and the keys have been turned. And they are just waiting for the command to press the button. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to scare anybody, but we need to be aware that we are on the absolute precipice of something really, really, really bad. And you need to have your head on a definite swivel. And you need to definitely be out of the city and away from military bases. You need to be living out in the middle of nowhere right now, because if you are in a city, and I'll give my opinion of what will happen, okay? That it won't be a nuclear weapon that is dropped directly on top of a city. That it will be a nuclear weapon that is detonated about 5 miles above a particular key point of the United States that takes out every single electromagnetic device in the United States with an EMP blast. And that you are going to wake up one morning and there's going to be no internet, no lights, no phones, no grid, no water supply, nothing. That if you are on the grid, there is not going to be a grid anymore, because every single transistor and every single microchip on that entire grid is going to be blown. And the Russians have had this plan since the 1960s, and they has come close to using it several times. It's never been implemented, but I think that is where they are headed now.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and we're fleshing out the question, or the answers to the question that Arjun asked. And back in 1957, the Ford Foundation funded a plan. It's called the Bunker Plan. Bunker Plan, as in nuclear bunker. And the idea was to create an environment where there'd be fewer casualties as a result of a nuclear attack, and there would be a network of bunkers across the United States, and civilians could go into their bunkers, and their bunkers would be, and this is addressing Arjun's question, the bunkers, each bunker would be filled with supplies to sustain people, multiple people, for months, all the way to years. So the problem with this was the cost was so great, it was almost equal to the entire country's gross domestic product just to create these bunkers. So the project was abandoned. Okay, but there was some construction, like Cheyenne Mountain, and that was built to safeguard, you know, critical assets during wartime. Now, in 1965, there was a study, and this one was in Britain, Great Britain. And what they did was they said, well, okay, let's just see what this is like. And so we're going to pretend that there was a nuclear detonation, a nuclear explosion, and we'll get some women and they'll go into a nuclear type fallout shelter and we'll see how y'all do. So this is just, they knew it was a test. They knew it wasn't real. They knew, you know, wait, they could go home. And after just a few days, the women started suffering psychological effects. They were depressed. They had anxiety, all the way to hallucinations. So the problem is, some people can't even endure a test that they know is just a test. And now you compare that to what would really happen after you came out of one of these nuclear bunkers for, let's say, a week or a month, and in the first thing you see is dead animals, massive fire that wiped out everything. You know, you're looking at the worst possible situation. And 100% of it was caused by some crazy person pushing a button, or some crazy person telling other people to push buttons. And as a result of people who have lost their minds creating these weapons in the first place. Gwyneth, any comments before Arjun gets back in with follow-up questions?
Yeah, it all goes back to, we faced that here in Victoria when they had the coronavirus lockdown. There were people, mostly women from what I heard, that I knew personally, that absolutely lost it and went into a psychological breakdown and mentally have just lost it when they went into lockdown. And that is the same sort of thing. And you've got to be aware that we've still got our planet here in Victoria. You know, the government's gone crazy. The government's got a bunch of psychopathic dictators, and openly so now. But, you know, you get outside, the birds are singing, the wind is blowing, and, you know, everything's much the same as it always was. You know, the flowers are growing, and, you know, the plants are doing their thing in the garden, and the roses are blooming, and all the rest of it. Outside today, it ain't necessarily so. But people have been losing it now here in Victoria when you haven't had scorched earth caused by a nuclear disaster and every electronic device broken by an EMP.
Arjun, hold through the bottom of the hour break and then ask your questions, because we've been answering for about a half hour now, your first question.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's State of the Union address announced the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to help with the oil crisis. It should be noted that's only about a third of what the world consumes every single day. James Freeman from the Wall Street Journal on Fox News says the price of oil actually went up after Biden's announcement.
You saw the price of oil went up after the announcement. It's because it's irrelevant. It's, as you suggest, it's about a third of daily global consumption and production. The game changer is people seeing that there's going to be a lot more production in the U.S. That would bring the price down.
The Russian invasion on Ukraine continues. An assault on Kharkiv continued Wednesday with indiscriminate shelling by Putin's forces. Russia did say they were ready to resume peace talks. The Ukrainian side says it's not holding out much hope, noting the differences are far apart. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden in his State of the Union address Tuesday night said that the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to ease the pain at the pump. It should be noted, Reuters is reporting the world will use nearly 100 million barrels of oil per day. Republican Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax explains this oil crisis has been self-induced by President Biden, and our current policy is funding Russian aggression.
At a very time when the Keystone XL pipeline could be producing approximately 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil, why in the world are we importing 600,000 barrels a day of crude oil from Russia? At a time that we should be cutting off that and utilizing it as one of the strongest economic sanctions ever possible.
Congressman Rosendale says the real invasion is at the U.S.-Mexico border, and it is being ignored by Biden's leadership.
100% of the illegal drugs, methamphetamine and fentanyl that are coming into Montana are coming across the southern border. The shame of it is that we actually know how to stop this. We had 100,000 people die in the United States last year from drug overdoses, and most of that came from the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border. And again, these are things that we can resolve, and we have a president who is sitting idle and allowing this invasion. You want to talk about an invasion? This is an invasion that is taking place on our southern border.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take?
When you go,
leave
you
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. We've been talking about nuclear war and possibly surviving it. Arjun is in West Virginia. Arjun, your thoughts, your questions, comments?
Just a few things I was thinking. I think it's important for every country to have like a nuclear weapon, because like we talk about like guns, like everybody has guns, then nobody attack other guys, you know. So like you see like red states, you like the in West Virginia and other states, people don't really means like they will not go and just attack other people because they know they have like weapons in their house. So I mean, like with thinking about that analogy, if Ukraine had like a nuclear bomb, Russia would have never attacked Ukraine. And they previously had it, but then they gave up their nuclear bomb. So I mean, like they can be saved very easily. You know, like you transport just a nuclear bomb to them, and that's it. You know, like Russia will just, you know, like take out, you know, like, and that's just what I'm thinking. And you know, like it's not what will happen right here. But like you see that, like I think the whole world is actually laughing at US, and you know, like US is actually destroying itself. It's just becoming like a third world country. And there was like a quote somebody made that like it is dangerous to be America's enemy, but it's absolutely detrimental to be America's friend. So all these countries, Arjun, you know,
I have one comment about everyone having nuclear weapons. I have to totally disagree with you, because some people aren't responsible enough to have something that could destroy every living thing on the planet. So I would much prefer no one have them than everyone have them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, I mean, like these are just few things that I was thinking. But like, it's just these are just my thoughts, you know. And you know, like there is too much of politics. There is too many things that are going on here. But you know, like but these are all my thoughts for today, you know. Like,
Okay, we've got David on hold in California. Arjun, thank you so much for calling.
Yep, thank you.
David in California, welcome. Your thoughts.
Hey, thanks, Vincent. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I work with an anti-nuclear group out here in California, and we've been paying attention to the stupidity of nuclear, both nuclear energy and nuclear weapons for, I don't know, 50 years, something like that. And the idea that I was spurred to call when your guest was talking about the EMTs, you know, you can tell that there's a lot of BS going on when things like solar and wind power are disparaged, because even the survivalists of 50 years ago were really into solar. They were really into wind power. But all of a sudden, you know, there's this huge propaganda campaign that solar and wind power don't work. Well, that's absolute nonsense. And, you know, they work quite well. And the idea that if an EMT blast were to come along and wipe out the grid, all of the people that had individual solar panels on their house, and for that matter, windmills in their vicinity, would probably have electricity just fine. And, you know, the old expression, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Big coal and the nuclear industry are putting all of our eggs into one basket. And if I remember right, Vincent, you're a 9/11 truther. You're probably well aware that Homeland Security has to guard all of the power plants and all of the big electrical grids because they're considered essential. And so the American taxpayer doesn't realize how much of their bill is actually going to Homeland Security rather than providing electricity.
I've got a couple comments about some of what you said. I believe you were talking about solar and wind being used as a source of electric power generation that is viable. And that argument that you've made is exactly the same argument that I made on stage, and it used to be on YouTube, and you could actually watch me say it, but YouTube has deleted all of USA Prepare's broadcasts. That argument was exactly what I said on stage at Laclede Electric Cooperative. The point that I made was, look, if we have some farmers like the Finelli family who have solar panels and we generate some excess solar electricity. That can be put on the grid. Now, it won't replace the current capacity, but it will give more than nothing. So literally right now I'm using 33 kilowatts on average of electric power consumption, and yesterday and the day before and the day before we generated 44 kilowatts of electricity. So that means that we're putting on the grid 11 kilowatts that wasn't there without the Finelli farm generating that electricity. And my point was that if a whole bunch of farmers did the same thing, there would be electricity. If we decided to shut off this switch that connects us to the outside world, meaning just Laclede's 37,000 customers would have some electricity provided by the farmers and people like us who have solar panels. And I was laughed at. Absolutely laughed at. No one got fewer votes than Vincent Finelli running for the board of directors.
Well,
no one.
There's, you know, the one thing that is not even mentioned to even back you up, the many coal plants are way out of town. You're in Missouri, and I used to live out in Webster, and the power plant was out, if I remember right, it was out in Wentzville. And we used to hop the freight of that coal train just out to there and ride it back, you know, just as a grin. But they had to put the coal plant way far away from the city to make sure that all of the stench and ashes didn't land in St. Louis. And so to push electricity 50 miles, you've got to basically double the amount of electricity produced at the plant in order to get it 50 miles, because the resistance in the wires creates quite a loss. I think after 30 miles, it almost doubles. So you've got to...
You're saying something very, very important, and that, I don't know if you've heard me make the argument against electric vehicles, people saying they are clean. They are not clean, and about 47% or so, roughly 50% of the electricity that's generated is wasted in power transmission. Exactly what you're saying. Is that right?
Well, when you're saying power transmission, you mean delivering it from 50 miles away? That's what
No. I'm talking about total transmission from the generation plant, whether it be coal, natural gas, nuclear. The electricity that is produced, by the time that it gets to the end user, whether it be a home or a factory or industrial or government, whatever the end user is, about half of it's lost in transmission.
Yeah, that's right. And what's even worse, if you were to look at a, say, like West Virginia, you dig up coal there and then you send it by train all the way to Missouri to burn, I took a photovoltaics course when I was living in Colorado, and this was in the 1980s, so it's over 35 years ago I took that course. And they were saying that the true cost of electricity with a coal-fired plant was 45 cents a kilowatt hour. 45 cents. And if you looked at your bill at the time, it was about 8 cents. So it meant that like 37 cents of your the actual cost of production were coming from your taxes, because they had to do a subsidy to the barge, whether it was a railroad subsidy or a barge subsidy. There were additionally the black lung benefits for the miners had to be paid for by the taxpayers. People like Joe Manchin, Senator Manchin from West Virginia, he's the biggest welfare cheat there is. Because solar, if they're going to deliver that coal from West Virginia all the way out to Arizona, and if you go to Arizona and try to set up solar on your roof, and of course Arizona is a state that's got nothing but sunshine, they actually were trying to charge you $50 a month in order to sell the electricity to the grid. $50 a month. I mean, it was insane. And in the meantime, they spent 45 cents a kilowatt hour to deliver coal to a plant 2,000 miles away. So
two quick comments. One, the term you've heard used here in class is called externalization.
Yep.
And that is exactly what David in California is talking about. He's talking about the true cost, not the limited cost, but if you look at all the costs associated with the generation of electricity with coal, it really is expensive. And externalization is, okay, so there's a disaster. The pool of slurry from the ash pit, the dam breaks and it runs downhill and wipes out a whole village, or it pollutes the river, or it pollutes the groundwater. When you add in all the costs of all the stupidity, of all the dumb things we do, that is the total cost. And that's what David's talking about. It's way higher than you think.
Right. And so when you were talking about the resistance and the wires, that's only part of the externalized cost. Yeah, that's maybe only one-third of it, because the digging up rocks out of a mountain, then delivering them on a conveyor belt to trucks to deliver them to put them on a train, or then deliver them into putting them into a barge, and then delivering them again back into railroad hoppers to take them 50 miles out into the wilderness.
So there's only one answer. There's only one answer, and that is use less. That's the only answer.
Among
nuclear
others,
is not. Nuclear is not the answer. Cleaner coal is not the answer. Those are part answers, but they're not the answer. The answer is reduce, and stop the blowing up of things by the military across the globe, and stop these idiotic flights to nowhere, and these idiotic cruises to nowhere. Nobody has to go to Disney. Nobody has to fly to Disney. Nobody has to fly on a vacation just to get away. Nobody has to burn up our atmosphere. Nobody has to pollute the air. No one has a right to do that.
Well, I'm a big fan of railroads, because if you know, steel on steel is very efficient. It's like 98%.
It's the most efficient. Most efficient. I'd like to hear Gwen's comments when we come back. Talking about the coefficient of drag, talking about the air resistance, the train's the best.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, any comments about coal-powered energy, nuclear-powered energy, rail cars, the things that David was talking about that we've covered here at USA Prepares over the years?
Yeah, I live off-grid. I don't know how much David, how often he's listened to the broadcast, but I live off-grid. I'm not connected to the grid at all, except for my cell phone service. That's the only grid connection I have. So I have solar panels, and I have nickel-ion batteries, and I have massive water tanks for my domestic water supply. I have dams for my agricultural water supply. And, you know, it's going to come down to everybody looking out, like we said at the beginning of the broadcast, everybody looking after their own estate, everybody setting up their own system so that they are looked after. Because the grid's going down. All these transport systems are going down. All of the supply chain infrastructure, it's all going down. And if you are not looking after your own needs on your own property, you are going to be facing a world of hurt in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. Because there's nobody there looking out for the needs of the general populace. And you have to look after your own needs. Nuclear power is monumentally stupid. And coal power, slightly less so, if it's done properly. But you would have to have the coal mine right next to the electrical plant. You can't go transporting coal from one side of the country to the other to fuel a coal power plant. Okay, and you have to, you know, the coal power is like I said, is slightly less stupid than nuclear power, only because coal's not radioactive, but it does produce a lot of other pollutants, and it does go into the atmosphere and create a lot of problems. But it's just the people who think they run the show really don't know how to run the show. And they think that they're going to cut off Russia and put them under some sort of siege and, force Vladimir Putin to bow and have pedophiles in his classrooms and all the rest of it, and have Klaus Schwab setting up camp on his doorstep, on his back doorstep or front doorstep, which is the Ukraine. But they think that they're going to be able to do that with Russia. They've got another thing coming, because Russia is one of the few countries in the world that actually doesn't need any other country. They have all of their energy needs, their food needs. The people are tough and smart. They're resourceful. And there's very little that they need that they actually don't produce. This is it. And if every country was like that, then this world would have no problems whatsoever. And the United States used to be like that, but you guys are being systematically sabotaged by generation after generation of devil-worshipping pedophiles who are just after, creating as much destruction as they possibly can. And after World War II, your country got taken over by a bunch of Nazis through Project Paperclip. And everybody knows it. Nobody mentions it. And Project Paperclip produced such geniuses, that's a sarcastic comment, as Klaus Schwab. And if you look at the whole Russia-Ukraine situation, that's got Klaus Schwab's fingerprints all over it. He's at the bottom of it. If there had been no Project Paperclip, Klaus Schwab's grandfather would have been hung at the end of the rope after World War II, and there would be no Klaus Schwab. That's just how it is. Or his father. It was either his father or his grandfather was a senior Gestapo officer. And he should have, his grandfather or his father, who was the Gestapo officer, should have been hung. And it was not. And there's a bunch of them, all in the United States. After World War II, the Nazi Party went to the United States and other parts of the Americas, set up camp there. And that's why we've got all the problems we've got today. It's because of Project Paperclip. And we've got to start looking after ourselves. Because nobody's coming to get us. Except in a bad way. Nobody's coming to help us. Okay.
Right.
And we've got to learn to look after ourselves.
Yeah, simply stated.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. No one's coming, and you're on your own. Please prepare. Gwyneth, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
God bless you. Have a great
week. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.